Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Becky from Tacoma is. Becky, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That felt like the longest commercial break of my life.
Well, thank you for hanging
on. Here.
It's time for you to take down Steve, so I need for you to get out of here, sir.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Becky will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Becky?
Yes.
What color are shelled pistachio nuts?
Green,
yes.
Brown.
Keith Moon played drums for what band?
Rolling Stones.
No.
Pink Floyd.
No.
Led Zeppelin.
No. In what decade did the Pillsbury Doughboy first appear on TV?
60s.
Yes, the 60s. How many eyelids does a cat have on each eye?
1, 2, 3.
3, correct. On a snowboard, what is the end opposite the nose called?
Butt?
No.
Pass.
What was the last name of the family in the Cosby Show?
Textable.
Yes. How many operas did Beethoven write?
2.
No.
1.
Yes. What river flows through the Grand Canyon?
Mississippi.
No.
Columbia.
No.
Oh, this is terrible. I passed.
Which director made Jurassic Park, E.T., and Jaws?
Why can't I think of his name?
You know what,
though? Oh, my gosh, he's so famous.
You did not do terrible. You got 5, which is split right down the middle.
Okay.
Becky, do you have good? Becky, do you have good hair?
Yes, and you asked me that last time I did this, too.
Good. I'm
Becky
glad.
Becky with the good hair.
Consistent.
Did you just do a Beyonce? Is that Beyonce joke?
Sure.
Who's Becky with the good hair, right?
Who's Steve with the no hair?
Okay. I walked right into that one.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What color are shelled pistachio nuts?
They are green.
They are. Keith Moon played drums for what band?
The Who.
Correct. In what decade did the Pillsbury Doughboy first appear on TV?
The 60s.
Yes. Nice. How many eyelids does a cat have on each eye?
2?
No.
3?
That's right. On a snowboard, what is the end opposite the nose called?
Is that the bow?
No.
The Rear?
No.
The Goofy?
Nope. What was the last name of the family in the Cosby Show?
Oh, the Huxtables.
It was. How many operas did Beethoven write?
Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
One.
Yes. Oh, what river flows through the Grand Canyon?
Let's go. The Rockies?
No.
The Columbia?
No.
The River of Tranquility?
No. Which director made Jurassic Park, E.T., and Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Correct. What branch of science deals with projectiles?
Physics.
No.
That's as good as going to get. I can't think of anything else other than just saying vomit.
Steve, you got 7 correct. That is a win. 7-5. Sorry, Becky. Next time you'll get him.
All right. Yeah, I'll try again. Thank you.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Apparently, you and Becky are not snowboarders. The end opposite the nose is called the tail.
The tail.
And the river that flows through the Grand Canyon is...
the Colorado.
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
The branch of science that deals with projectiles is ballistics.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
It wasn't right on the tip of your tongue.
No. Did you study ballistics? Well, yeah.
No.
You probably did at WSU studied something.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and there's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website Screen Rant put together this list of killer covers of classic rock songs that you've never heard, probably.
Okay, and I have an example just to see what you guys think. So this one is by a band called Black Veil Brides. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And, okay, so you know who they are. And they did a cover, and they kind of turned the song more into like a glam metal vibe. But let's see if you can figure it out. I think this one is pretty easy, but let's see if you guys can figure this one out.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
Rebel Yell.
Snubbed from the Hall of Fame, but not snubbed by Black Veil Brides. Actually, I don't mind the cover of that one.
I actually like that.
It was a good one, yeah.
So we're going to play the cover, and we want our listeners to guess the original artist. So let's talk to Kevin from Silverdale. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to play you a cover, and you have to let us know if you can... Well, you have to figure out who the original artist is, okay? You ready?
Yep.
All right, this one's by a band called In This Moment, which I think we all know and love.
Yeah.
And they kind of turned a classic 80s song into a metal anthem. Are you ready for it? Here we go. All right, Terrence got it. Danny has no idea. I think you're all about to figure it out. What do you think, Kevin?
Phil Collins.
Yeah!
Still such a great moment in The Hangover when Mike Tyson air drums this part. So freaking great.
All right, should we play with Joseph from Monroe? Yeah. Hi, Joseph.
Hello.
All right, Joseph. We got a song that is now done by the Lumineers, which is kind of like a folky rock band, and they took a classic night. What's that?
Yeah. My uncle, my mom's ex-husband was the uncle of one of the band members of Lumineers.
Whoa!
Okay, that's very random.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, they covered a classic song from 1987. They slowed it down, made it sound even a little bit more like folky and emotional. Are you ready to hear it?
Absolutely.
All right, you got to figure out who originally wrote this song. The one that makes me scream, she said.
the one that makes me laugh, she said, and threw her arms around my neck.
Oh, Taryn stumped.
Show me how you do it, and I promise you, I promise.
I'm like, this is easy, but then I realized I already know what the song is, so that's kind of unfair.
Yeah. I run away.
Oh!
You figured it out? What about you, Joseph?
No, I have no idea.
Taryn, what do you think?
It's The Cure.
Right?
That's wild.
I like when bands do that. And they give a totally different spin to an original as opposed to just doing like a heavy version but the same tempo.
That threw me off so hard.
That's so funny. I thought it was a dead giveaway too.
All right, Nate from Tacoma, are you ready to play along?
Yes, I am.
All right, with this one, this was done by, have you ever heard of Ice Nine Kills?
Yes.
Okay,
Didn't they open up for Metallica last year?
I believe they did for one of the shows. Okay, well, they're covering a timeless classic. All right, Nate, are you ready?
I am ready.
You got it. Taryn's got it. You got it? What is it?
Yeah. Can't Help Falling in Love. Elvis Presley.
Yeah! Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
They definitely deconstructed that version.
It's funny because actually the only reason I know that song is because of like a scary movie where like the lead or one of the lead actors like sings this song. I wouldn't have known that was Elvis.
No, I mean, I get that because I mean, I feel violent listening to that cover. And I want to like stab myself in the ears if I hear that again. And I actually do like Ice Nine Kills. That version.
Wow.
I think they could have just left it on the drawing board.
Bill from Tacoma is ready to play along.
All right. This one I think might be tough. It depends on if you're a fan of a very iconic band, but they're a very polarizing band. And an artist by the name of Youngblood covered it. Do you know Youngblood?
Yeah, he annoys me.
He's kind of like pop punk, hip hop. He's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I love the dude.
All right, well, I don't know if you know the original, but he decided to cover a classic song that actually pissed off the fan base of the originals.
I know which one you're going with.
I'm fired up because I love the song. Here we go. All right, Bill.
And tonight, I want to lay at your feet. Cause girl, I was made for you. And girl, you were made for me. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for
loving me. Oh,
that's Kid. Kid, yeah. Yes! Little disco kiss in the morning.
Disco kiss. Everybody went disco.
Nice job. Dude, that was awesome because the Dynasty was a record that I listened to all the time.
Really?
Even though most Kiss fans hated that record because they're like, oh, it's disco. But I think that record's great from beginning to end. I listened to it like 2 days ago.
They were like anti-disco for so long, but everybody had to step up and go disco at some point.
And now when you listen to it, it's not as disco-y as we remember, but it definitely has a little bit of a disco beat to it.
It's got some flavor.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The internet is always upset about something, and right now...
What?
It's a mom from the UK.
Okay.
People are outraged because she called her newborn baby ugly in a video that ended up going viral. Here's the mom talking about what happened.
Ugliest nose.
Oh, damn.
So ugly.
Also, I mean, you're cursing in front of your child. It's very impressionable. That kid could possibly learn some new words.
The first words, literally.
Have you seen a picture of the kid? I haven't seen
a
picture.
I have not.
Because, I mean, okay, put you guys on the spot. I don't want you guys to get in trouble on social media and possibly go viral, or I don't want your kids to hear. Did you think Lily was cute when she popped out? Did you think Barrett was cute when he popped out?
Well, when he first popped out, he had this, like, Neanderthal crazy-shaped head, you know, coming out the chute. And I was like, oh, no, is that going to stay like that? And then I learned that's why they put hats on babies. I mean, obviously to keep them warm, but also because they're,
the head.
Well, no, to, like, hide the head.
Oh. So, did he have to wear a hat?
I think most babies end up in a hat at some point in the hospital, but I was like, that should stay there for a while. And then, but of course, I'm posting pictures and like, oh my God, he's so cute. Mm-hmm. But then I went back and looked at those pictures a couple months later and I was like, no! Like, what the hell is that?
I gave birth to Sloth.
I mean, it was kind of crazy.
I should have given him a baby Ruth. What about Lily?
See, I just don't think any baby is cute when they first pop out.
Right.
So it's just like, I didn't really have an opinion. I was just like, yeah, it looks like another baby.
Right.
Like, it doesn't look like, I'm not like, oh my God. They didn't really start like getting their personality till like a year old.
And in all fairness, they didn't have a chance to go to the salon or the spa.
Exactly.
No. I mean, right? It just popped out. I know when Tatum popped out, I honestly was like, we just gave birth to an alien.
Yeah.
Because it had like all like, you know, it's just not... I remember just thinking, I'm like, man, this just feels like the scene from the movie Alien.
I was like,
but then, you know, of course, she's the most beautiful thing in the world because you're just like, this is our child. But
right?
Also, you're like, this thing needs a bath.
Oh, no.
But it makes me think about my mom. I don't know if I told you this. There was a time when my mom was so embarrassed by how ugly I looked when I was first born.
Oh,
like,
no.
Really bad. So for the longest time, like... In the photo albums, there's pictures of my brother when he was born. There's pictures of all this stuff, you know. And I remember one time asking my mom, like, where's the picture of me when, like, you know, not like right when she when I popped out, but, you know, like when they put the kid, like, at the hospital in the little bed. And then, you know, we had those pictures of my brother, but none of me. And she finally just admitted, she's like, straight up, she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't want to show your picture to anybody. I was very embarrassed.
Did she admit that to other people other than you?
Yes.
Like, this is common knowledge?
This conversation happened multiple times in front of my wife.
Oh.
And I was like, well, how was I so ugly? And she said, because I look like a giant peanut head.
Well, you kind of still do.
Thank you. I feel like I'm more of a cashew head now.
A cashew head? Oh, my God. I wonder if it, do you think your mom would be cool with us calling her and asking her about this?
You know, if she answers the phone, it's always a crapshoot because, you know, she's now like she's living without my dad and she's got somebody there to like kind of watch over her. So I don't know if she's awake. Well, it's 9:20 on the East Coast. Yeah, she's probably up.
Does she text?
No.
Okay. I was going to be like, you up, Mom?
No. She doesn't even use a cell phone. We'd have to call a landline.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do that.
All right. I mean, we'll give it a whirl. I can't promise she's going to answer. And also, I mean, I hope she remembers. She's forgotten a lot of things recently.
Well, she's in her 80s, right? That's expected.
And, yeah, and also just dealing with a lot of, like, she's in good spirits, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like she's going to answer me like, I hate everybody. Like, she's in very good spirits. She's getting stronger and stronger, but she was dealing with some health issues,
sure.
You know, before my dad passed away. And she's finally getting to the point where, like, we're like, oh, I think Mom won't need anyone around her at all times because she's doing really well.
Well, that's great to hear, and I'd love to chat with
her. I'll give Danny the number. We could try.
All right, Danny, you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
The Daily Migs Show.
If If you are just tuning in, we were talking about this mom from the UK who went viral.
Yes.
People got all up in a tizzy because she called her newborn baby ugly.
And we have the audio of it, and this is what freaked people out.
Ugly as nose. Oh, it's so ugly.
That first moment.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the thing you want to remember, is it your wife saying how ugly your child is as the first memory of your child.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah. So I mentioned how, in the last break, how this is exactly the conversation I remember one time having with my mom, because I'm like, hey, blah, 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 pictures of me. And she's like, oh, yeah, I will never show anybody the picture of you when you were first born. And I'm like, well, why? And she said, because you were ugly. And I was like, damn, mom, that's kind of savage. And she said that I look like a peanut.
Do you guys
do you want to see the picture? Because at one point, I finally, when I went home, found the picture, and I had to take a picture of the picture.
Oh, no.
I want to see it.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready?
I don't want to laugh.
Okay, this is the picture that my mom was too embarrassed for years to show to anybody because she thought I looked so freaking ugly. Now, thankfully, over time, as you know, like fine wine, I got to become a handsome
yeah,
man.
Sure.
Yeah, you're growing out of it very slowly, very slowly.
All right, who wants to see it first?
Me.
Go, Darren.
I think you're cute.
Yeah, but like an ugly dog kind of cute, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when the dog's got like a lazy eye and a missing tooth and an overbite.
You have like a cute cowlick.
Okay, Danny, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You have more hair then than you do now.
I do. Oh. You're right. And it was like a faux hawk. I would have been a great Sounders fan.
You kind of look like a young Ace Ventura with that hair.
Oh, my gosh.
That's very accurate.
Yeah. We'll put this on our socials. That way people can see for themselves how ridiculous I look. But now it's a go time. I'm not sure if my mom remembers this. You know, she's gotten older. I'm not positive. So, and also, I'm not sure if she's going to answer the phone. All right, Danny dialed up the number.
Does she have the number saved in her phone as like?
No, you know what's going to happen? It's going to go to voicemail. Then I'm going to have to start talking. She'll hear the voicemail and then she'll pick up and be like, Steven.
This is a house phone. She has a.
Oh, she has a cell phone, but she hasn't charged it since like 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
right, so they have like an answering machine there?
Yeah, there's just an answering machine. And it's an old school answering machine. So when you leave a message, she will hear the answering machine.
I love that.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
I guarantee you.
We will return your call.
Hey, Mom, it's Steven. Just giving you a ring at work. I don't know if you're home, but...
I'm here.
Hey! Hey, Mama.
I didn't sound like you. And then the thing came up, Andrew. I said, who's Andrew?
Oh, I guess our caller ID says Andrew here at work.
Oh, that's funny. Who the hell is Andrew?
No, I'm talking to my Steven. Yes, it's Andrew.
Huh. So we wanted to ask you a question for our radio show, if you're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay. So I was wondering if you remember, you told me a story a long time ago, and I'm not sure if you'll remember, but there was a time when there was a certain picture that you had of me, and you refused to show it to anyone.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember this picture. Why would I not show it to anybody?
Because you said that I was not very cute, and I looked like a peanut head.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
No. But then I guess I didn't want to remember it.
Yeah, there was a certain picture that you were
saying. I don't remember this at all.
I remember we were home for a family gathering. We're like, oh, yeah, there's that certain picture of when you were first born. I don't want to show it to anyone because you were just, you look like a little peanut head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now he looks like a big peanut head, though, Mom.
Yeah, right. But it must have been very fast and you became very good looking.
Thank you.
Still is.
Yes.
Look at this guy.
See, I morphed into a very handsome child.
Yes. And a good boy, and a good boy. Oh, my God. That's so funny how you picked up the phone and had Andrew up there. I said, oh, my God, this is Andrew.
Got to get to the bottom of this and find out who Andrew is.
Now, what do you think about Andrew when he was a kid? Was he?
I don't know if he was good looking.
I bet he was very handsome right from the get go.
Oh my God, I wonder.
Now, Mom, which son was the cuter son, Greg or Steve?
They're both different looks. Gregory was more olive skin and all, and Steven
was more peanut oil.
He was more. Peanut, okay. Oh, my God, you guys are funny.
Do you have a story about the first time you can remember Steve getting in trouble?
Well, I have to tell the truth. My Stephen never got into trouble.
Aww.
He was a very good boy. He went and never got called by the schools at all. His brother was nothing but a trouble, but not Stephen.
Well, you remember the time that I cursed out the vice principal because I didn't get a pretzel and you had to come and take me home from elementary school?
Oh, my God, I forgot that all. I don't remember that at all.
Did Stephen like going to school?
Yes, he did.
Of course I did. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was perfect. I don't know why. I don't know why either.
He was a good boy.
Well, I mean, it was also that. Never mind. There was a time where I called to get me out of the boys' bathroom because I had an accident and I refused to get out of the bathroom.
How old were you?
And I had to go in the bathroom, right?
I was 36. It was crazy. I love you. And
I love you, sweetheart. Everything's good at home?
It's awful. Everything's terrible. Everyone's mad at each other. No, I'm kidding. Of course, everything is great.
Oh, good. Okay, sweetheart. Talk to you. Nice talking to all of you.
Okay.
You too, Mom.
Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
God, I love her so much.
Isn't it great? The older you get, the less you remember the bad things.
I don't remember anything.
No.
People tell stories about me from, like, you know, just even like 15, 20 years ago that I'm like, I have no recollection of that at all.
Isn't that the worst? And if someone says it with such, like, they vividly remember everything that happened. You're just staring at them like, are you sure you're talking about the same person?
Is that me?
Yeah.
I just want a dime for every time your mom said that you were a good boy. We'd all be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why, Danny? Because I was a good boy.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.